KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, we have cloudy skies in Atlantic and 32 degrees. There is a freeze warning in effect for Cass, Adams, Taylor, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties until 8 a.m., and a frost advisory in effect for Adair, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties until 8 a.m. The temperatures in the low upper 20s to lower 30s will result in frost formation that may kill or damage some crops and other sensitive vegetation. In the news, the Atlantic Community School District Board of Education met Wednesday evening and approved a list of 9 resignations and contract recommendations. You can see the lists of those names in this same story on our news page at KJN.com. Superintendent Steve Barber last night thanked those individuals who are retiring or leaving for other reasons and mentioned those individuals will be recognized during a ceremony June 3rd beginning at 8 a.m.
We've lost some teachers for multiple reasons. We've had 3 openings here at the high school, and in that process too, looking to fill our head football coach. So it's been a long process. We're pretty excited about the number of qualified applicants we received for those positions.
Barber mentioned he read an article that mentioned that nationwide, the effect of COVID and remote learning is likely to result in a 25% teacher attrition rate. Typically, he says it's only around 8%.
We are already in a shortage for teachers. And if we lose 25% of the teaching staff throughout our country, that will be a dire need. So we're looking for people to look at these, and we'll work with them to try to get certified if they're really committed to doing the job that we're asking.
The board learned from the superintendent that Atlantic's graduation rate for the 2024 year cohort, or last year's graduates, and the 2019 graduates, the 5-year cohort, is above the state average.
Our rate was 97.85 and 96.74, compared to the statewide average of 91.8 and 93.8. So we'll expect a few of those kids that didn't graduate in 2020 that next year, maybe they will be on there. So that rate will be higher in that cohort next year. So we're pretty pleased with that. We're not satisfied. We're pleased in the fact that we want everybody to graduate from Atlantic
School. Dropout rate data was not available for grades 7 through 12 statewide, but the average for Atlantic was 2.32%, with 9th through 12 grades at 3.69% and 2.2%. Elsewhere during the meeting, the board received a facilities update from Superintendent Barber and Facilities Coordinator Bob Sweeney. Barber said the main focus of late has been the baseball and softball fields.
We recognized in early March that getting the high school facility done before in May was probably not going to happen. So concentrating our efforts on the baseball softball and went by there. We've got some work done there. So really what we're waiting on, and the message continues to be, and we're gonna, our first varsity game is May 27th, and we expect to be playing down there.
The key factor, he said, is the grass, which was overseeded late last month. With warmer temps, he said the grass should grow and be ready for action in time for the baseball-softball season. Bob Sweeney said the progress is being made on those fields, despite what the drive-bys on Maple Street and observations from the parking lot from the hill on the baseball-softball diamonds might be saying.
I can understand where a lot of people say, we are not playing softball or baseball. But we are doing everything possible, and it has come a long ways in just 3 days. If you get the people there and they run the equipment and they work, you can get a lot done. And yes, we need warmer temperatures to help that grass. But we do have some grass. They drilled, did the overseeding, so hopefully we will nurture that well.
He said also the southernmost bleachers are installed, work on the fencing continues, and other work is underway as well.
I'm nitpicky. I sat in the corner of the top row of softball. If I'm on the third base side, I probably can't see the left fielder catching a foul ball down the line, but I can see everything else. Same thing is true on first base side. I can't see the right fielder going there. So position yourself so you can see them. Okay. The bleachers are awesome. Down there.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved a sharing agreement with the Griswold School District for the services of transportation director, and they approved the disposal of laptop computers by allowing the senior class the opportunity to purchase their laptops they've had for the past 4 years. And finally, the board set May 12th at 6 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the 2020-21 certified budget. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday continued down the road to establish a solar panel ordinance by tweaking wording in a draft of the same ordinance they've been working on for a couple of weeks. County Attorney Melissa Larson read a motion by Supervisor Matt Wiedemeyer for the ordinance that pertains to the occupied residence setback from a solar farm.
Matt's motion was to change the occupied residence setback as 1,000 feet, take out the smaller parcel limitation row, and make the property line setback of 250 feet applying to all non-participating parcels without an occupied residence, and allowing a non-participant to sign a waiver.
The motion passed 5-0. Larson said the amended section only applies to commercial solar farm operations. A second motion by Supervisor Jody Hoadley for the 400-acre cap on the amount of property a commercial solar farm owner, such as MidAmerican Energy, can take over in Adair County, passed by a vote of 3-2, with Supervisors Shelley and Twomley voting against. You can read more on that issue and the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's our news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.